Are you tired of trying to find the right partner on dating websites apps and getting absolutely nowhere? Don't worry, you're not alone. In the world of dating apps, sex no longer signifies a genuine interest.
Oh, I'm going all the wrong ones then, obviously.
People more often than not expect sex before an emotional connection when searching online. Did you know that, Jono?
Well, no. I used to look at some of those adverts in the back of the newspapers and magazines, and they were always about sex.
Right.
When I was just looking for companionship.
When you were looking for companionship.
It was before the days of apps.
Apps.
But now it's much more wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, as far as getting hooked up quicker.
That connection, sexual connection is becoming more important. Yeah. So it's kind of leaving those who actually want to find love high and dry. Mm. Psychotherapist and relationship counsellor Liz Paul joins us on the line with a new tactic to find love in a virtual world.
Oh, that sounds good. Hello, Liz. How are you?
Good, thank you. And you?
Good, good. What are you doing later on?
I'm going home to bed with my husband.
Oh, so I just thought I'd try it. I just wanted to try it the old-fashioned way, you see.
Right. How do you think you went?
Way.
Well, I think, judging by Liz's reaction and the way she got a husband in the first sentence, I don't think it went that well.
Okay. So, Liz, what tips do you recommend for getting clarity around what you want when you're in the dating world?
In the hunt.
Yeah, look, in the hunt, it's really, really hard. And, you know, you see people that are getting a little bit tired of it. I mean, the dating apps and websites, they're fabulous and they benefit many of the users. However, after a while, it can get a bit complicated if you're looking for real love. And so what I find people coming across is like, you know, how many times do I sleep with him before I can ask him, you know, is this going somewhere, or, you know, are you interested in children, or how long should I be sleeping with this person before he asks me out, you know, on a proper date and introduce me to family and friends, you know?
So, Liz, if we were to break that down, if you're actually online, how many questions do you think it's okay to ask online, or should you be waiting for that first meet-up, or should you be waiting for the second date? What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are online, it's fairly superficial and it can say anything. So let's just keep it pretty simple about it. That's usually about looking at their profile and what they've got to say. And yes, you do a little bit of touching base with one another and see if you've got the same humour and things like that.
Yep.
Can't get too deep there, otherwise you won't get out onto that first date. So, you know, we get out on the first date. The problem is then, you know, if you've been doing this for a while, and in particular with women, is do I need to have sex straight away to get a second date, or do I not have to? I've probably got off the topic here, have I?
No, you're on topic. It's good.
You got my interest.
I got your interest, and that's the big thing. And this is what, after a while, you know, they start asking questions because they think if they ask too many questions, it tops them out, and that might be why they don't get the second date. Right?
Are there some dating sites and ways and apps that are better for meeting people? Because I'm amazed how many people I work with in the media and just friends of friends who've actually met up and had a proper relationship and then end up getting, you know, engaged and married, and they actually met on the internet or through an app. So are there better ones than others? There are ones that are more into sort of just hooking up for sex, or are there more proper ones?
Yeah, that's a good question. Look, I know a lot of people do, and I think this is how people meet these days. So it's not against apps and all of this. It's just about getting a bit smart about it. But definitely, I don't know all the apps out there. There are a lot of apps out there, and there are a lot of sites. So it's about, you know, if you're looking for a relationship, it is about sort of saying, is this app getting a relationship, or is it just getting a lot of people sex, and I feel really disregarded and used after it? Is this good for me? Probably not. Maybe I need to go and pay some money and invest in an app where the people behind that app are looking at whether you're suited or not, and you get some dates that are supposed to be more around your age, and are also prepared to pay money because they're trying to find love in a relationship.
And it's legit, more legit.
It doesn't mean that you won't find love in a relationship on an app that's purely about sex. Sure you can. But if you're sick of that, that's one of your tips, Melissa.
Yep.
Get away from that app.
Okay. So how do you think... how do you think people should handle those sexual advances and innuendos? You know, sometimes they're really, really hard to pick up when you, when you're on, you're online. I mean, I've actually dated online myself, and I married my husband last year that I met online, and we met on RSVP, and so I've got very, very clear thoughts around this. But what
he,
I love
did he
is
tell any lies about himself though?
Nothing. No, he was very, very honest, and he still is. It's so true. Yeah, it's so true. But that's why we ended up together. But
that's right.
There was that transparency there there were no lies. And, you know, he had to tell me the not-so-good stuff as well. And I had to decide whether that was okay or not for me because we all have that.
Yeah.
So Liz, what are your tips around managing your anxiety when online or meeting someone for the first time? I know for myself that I had to learn really quickly to be able to what we call self-regulate, like know how to go to a date feeling a lot less anxious, because if we're less anxious, we can focus on that person and draw a whole lot more about who they are.
And is that you also being able to say, it's 10 o'clock, I'm gonna go now, or you know, like knowing, having the control.
Exactly, being able to, like, there was many times when I would just have to say, "Lovely to meet you," and I'd politely say, you know, we, if anything, we'd maybe be friends or something like that, and just be very, very polite about it because I didn't like to leave people hanging. So Liz, what are your thoughts? Because I know I tend to go into all kinds of things around anxiety, and it all gets quite complicated. Yeah. So I want to hear your thoughts on
it. I think I'm constantly saying to people, look, you have to be yourself first and foremost. So stop overanalyzing, stop thinking up the questions that you can't say, which is what people come to me saying, I didn't want to say this and I don't want to ask them that. I said, you've got to be real. And, you know, you've got to take a little bit of a risk and be real about yourself and what your wants are and what your thoughts and feelings are. And that can be on the first date. Maybe you need to, you know, suss that out a bit. But definitely on the second date, don't go, you know, for thousands of dates wondering when you can ask if you can meet his family. You've got to be real up front because, you know what, as soon as you get real, a little bit vulnerable and say, well, hell, what have I got to lose? I really don't have anything more to lose here. You know, you take a bit of risk of rejection, but you sort things out pretty quickly because if you get real, generally they'll get real pretty quickly as well. If you sit there and beat around the bush, they'll beat around the bush. So I say just stop worrying about when to get real. Get real immediately. And if that worries them and scares them off, then they weren't relationship material to begin with. You're there for a relationship. We know that, particularly if you're on the right side. You know what I mean?
Liz, do you think having someone that's kind of like a wingman, you know, that's in the background, that's listening out when you do meet someone? Because as we know, you meet someone and all the hormones are going through the body and it's love drugs and all of that kind of stuff and we just don't navigate very well. I recommend that people have somebody who's maybe more senior or a therapist or someone in the background because I think the rejection can just be so tough.
It can really
like shatter people's self-esteem. What do you think of having someone in the background that's kind of coaching you through?
Well, I think that's really big. I mean, obviously when you're younger, in your 20s, you're taking more risks and you're going through this and you're learning things, but you start, if things don't fall in place and you just don't happen to be lucky, and it is a luck thing, and come across the person you wanted to meet, your soulmate, on the website, you start to get a lot of rejection and then you start to overread things and that's when you're not yourself. At that stage, you really do need to find a wingman. And that's a great thing to sit down and say, well, you know, and just beat it out with you and say, look, come on, you know, this, you're going to have rejection, but the ruler you are about yourself, you'll find that person that's meant to be with you. Instead, you're going to all these people that aren't and beating yourself up because, you know, this one didn't work and this one didn't work. You absolutely need a wingman, whereas I will often say, really, what, you know, why do you think that he's saying this, you know? Let's work this through. So I beat around with people about why that guy might be saying this or saying that. Like, one woman was really distressed. She was in her 30s, really attractive, very intelligent, financially secure, and we've just had it, you know? And she said, you know, I'm sick to death of having to have sex in the first fight, or I'm not, you know, there's something wrong with me. I'm sick to death with people who say in the first, I mean, what's wrong with you? There must be something wrong with you. I said, well, that's a good clue that that's not the right person, because that's a destabilising, manipulative question that they know what they're doing.
It's
so immediately they've manipulated
it's typical men, actually. I mean, even when I was dating, before apps and all that kind of stuff, we used to go out in a group. So there'd be like maybe two or three or four guys and three or four girls. And you would always have your mate who'd say, I tell you, she likes you, that one over there. And I think that was the early caveman style of apps, where you did have a wingman or someone who would say, mate, you're wasting your time.
Yep, absolutely. I remember it.
She likes you because you've got a car.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. It's not you. She likes is your car.
You do need a wingman. You do need to be able to push these things around, particularly if you had some bad experience.
One last question, Liz, before we finish. Yeah. When someone's online, do you advise people to just focus on one person at a time? I know with people that date online and they have 5 to 10 going all at once. What are your thoughts? Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I can hear Jonathan trying to speak in the background.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It is a bit of a recipe for disaster, because what are we doing? We're sort of not giving anybody
a go,
any hearing time or any go.
Yeah.
And that's superficial. We're just moving to a whole pile of people and trying to sort stuff out without getting any deeper. And you do, I know I said online it's a bit hard the first date. You do need to sometimes focus on one person, give that a bit of time, and then a date if you get a date from it. And then move on, because otherwise you might miss that gem because you're trying to see too many.
And I think if I was going on a date these days, I would still go and have someone else at the bar to keep an eye on me anyway, to say, you know, it seems to be going really well. How's it going?
Yeah.
And I think that idea of going to a place that's in public view.
Yes. So much better.
So much better.
And that's why I talk about having someone in the background when you're online, because, you know, who's standing at the bar in that kind of way.
I can
way
take my ex-wife with me then. Yeah. So she'll be able to advise me from the bar.
Oh, really? How would that go?
Oh, really? How did that work for you in past time?
Oh, she just sends, she holds up numbers going 5.5.
Two.
Yeah, two.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
Liz,
okay.
We love having you on, Liz, so
I
much.
Love what's your, what, being on.
Oh, it's wonderful. What's your website again?
It's Liz at Sydney Individuals and Couples Counselling.
Wonderful.
Sydney Individuals and Couples Counselling.
All right, so I've made a note of that, because I could maybe come with my current wife and we could get some counselling.
With your current wife, it would be lovely to come.
I'm being spoiled. I've got you, Liz. I've got Melissa. I've got counsellors coming out of every orifice. It's wonderful.
And we are psychotherapists as well. We have that little edge of understanding this stuff about love. So you're in good hands, Jono.
Love.
Yeah, love.
It's a four-letter word.
So your wife must be very, very happy.
She... From time to time, yes. She laughs a lot.
So you're being appreciative. You're being kind and loving.
Yes.
Giving her lots of attention.
I try my best, but I also have a dog who's very kind and loving and loyal.
Does she listen to you, Jono? Does she watch you?
I think my wife, she watches me on TV and she hears me on the radio sometimes, but we get on better when she doesn't.
You get yourself into trouble, do you?
Oh, no. Oh, funny. All right, Liz, lovely to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the show. Good night.
No problem.
Thanks, Liz. Give my love to your husband.
I will.
Bye.
Bye.